Agenda item number six, Virginia Beach Public Works has a request. Dredging, I believe.
Good morning, Commissioner.
Morning, Justin.
Members of the commission. City of Virginia Beach Department of Public Works is requesting authorization to mechanically dredge approximately 55,000 cubic yards of submerged bottomlands to achieve maximum depths of minus 4.5 feet mean low water as part of the Chespian Colony neighborhood dredging proposal within Pine Tree Branch, London Bridge Creek, and associated tributaries, including the installation of 18 new channel markers. The project is protested. Start off with a vicinity map. This area identified here is known as Chespian Colony. In Virginia Beach, we are at the head end of the eastern branch of the Lynn Haven River, with Pine Tree Branch on the west, western side, and London Bridge Creek on the eastern side. This is a city tax map image with the participating parcels in red. Currently, there are 129 total participants along with the city for this dredging request. In the past few years, the city's been working with waterfront communities to develop neighborhood special service districts, which help create and fund sustainable dredging plans for the community. Basically, the city and the neighborhood agree on a plan. City Council then approves the special service district, and then the neighborhood is taxed accordingly to fund the plans and the dredging. As part of the agreement, the city assumes the responsibility for the surveying, the development of the applications and drawings, and obtaining all approvals. To date, four such projects have been dredged in Virginia Beach in the past 4 years. It's another city tax map image. We've just rotated it to the east, 90 degrees. This note shows the participants as well, and this is part of the overall plan view drawing set. We'll see the inset drawings later. It's another tax map image. This one's rotated 90 degrees to the west, so the city gets creative with their submittals, but it's essentially showing the same thing. It's worth noting this is a valuable image in the colors of, and they're showing up different on my slide, but the colors of the different sections of channels, and I'll go over those real quickly. Not only does this also show the participants, but it shows the different sections of the SSD dredging plan. So in blue, we have essentially a city channel. This is primarily funded and dredged by the city. In green, the green on this side and the darker green on this side, the SSD channels for the neighborhood. And then it's hard to see, but some of the gray areas are actual homeowner basins as part of the dredging proposal. Now, what's important to note here is that only about half of this project is in the commission's jurisdiction. Everything that's in this yellowish green color is state-owned, natural state-owned submerged bottomlands. If it's not highlighted in this yellowish green color, then you are on, this project is on privately owned man-made canals or basins. So everything on the eastern side that's shown here in green is out of the commission's jurisdiction. The only jurisdiction is at the mouth ends of these tributaries. On the western side, we have, that's the majority of the commission's jurisdiction, but then again, the lower three or four canals are all privately owned man-made canals and basins. We don't have jurisdiction in those areas. Also, the proposed boat ramp, offloading locations are also within the man-made canals as well. And I'll have a picture of those. So over half the project is within the man-made sections. The Chesapeake Colony canals and basins were created in the 1950s and 60s by extensively dredging the marshes and lowlands to increase the number of waterfront parcels for this neighborhood. So now we'll go into the first plan view drawing, and I'm only going to show you the plan view drawings where we have jurisdiction. So that cuts out about half of the drawings in the application. This is primarily on the western side on Pine Tree Branch. I'll call out the different hatching of the channels. The legend's over here. It's a little hard for you all to read, but this hatching with the square pattern is the city channel. This pink or orange color with the parallel lines, this is the maintenance channel footprint from the previous dredging. These were dredged back in the 90s under permits issued by the commission in 1987 and 1988. So notice in the next few drawings how close the new proposal for the SSD channel is to the previously existing footprint of the previous permitted channels. We're working our way to the south down Pine Tree Branch. And any dredging that specifically overlays the previously dredged footprint is considered maintenance dredging. So there are several areas that are considered maintenance dredging. But there are also areas that are technically new dredging areas, but they're directly adjacent to the old footprints of the channels. In this area, this is the end of the city channel here. Then we pick up into the neighborhood special service district channel. Continuing to the south, notice the old channel permitted in the 80s. Again, we're in the SSD channel. This densely dotted area, these are homeowner basins as part of the project. I have a couple more homeowner access basins. Continuing to the south, we've got a proposed pier here that's just offset from the proposed channel. This is the last plan view drawing. Notice these notes here, limits of VMRC jurisdiction. We're starting to get into the canals here on the southeastern side. There's a note here, limit of VMRC jurisdiction. So again, our channel here is the VMRC's jurisdiction. This is the final drawing showing proposed channel markers, cross-section of proposed channel markers and their elevations. And this is the proposed dredge cut here with a maximum depth of minus 4.5 feet mean low water. And we saw this drawing earlier with the participants. As part of the creation of the Special Service District, also SSD for short, there were and are some owners that are in the minority of whom did not agree to the dredging or the increased taxing to fund the project. They are essentially what we're calling unwilling participants because they are within the limits of the city-created SSD and they're paying taxes. However, they did not agree to the proposal. They are also protestants to this project. They've submitted in writing. It's in your packet. They are identified in these highlighted, these yellow parcels here. Not only do they clearly oppose the project from a dredging perspective and being taxed for the proposal, but they also listed other concerns, environmental concerns, with the project. And we did receive one other protest letter from an individual who did not live in the neighborhood. But to summarize their protest, they worry that the dredging will adversely affect the tidal wetlands and shoreline structures. It will adversely impact wildlife, increase water turbidity, and they have safety concerns regarding the offloading locations within the neighborhood. And ultimately, they state that the neighborhood wasn't meant to harbor larger vessels, so therefore they don't think the dredging is necessary. Conversely, we received 15 letters of support, and we even received one this morning before the hearing. All of those letters stress the need and the importance of the proposal. And they complain that the channels have constantly filled in since they were last dredged in the 90s, and they're becoming increasingly shallower, and that this neighborhood was initially created and developed to provide water access. So I'm going to go through a couple of pictures here, just some ground shots, primarily on the western side on Pine Tree Branch. You can see the staked alignment for the channels. We're looking north, back towards the Lynn Haven. And then a couple of ground shots just from the eastern branch side. Again, the jurisdictional dredging over here is very limited. This is the proposed boat ramp on the western side of the neighborhood. Again, this is in a man-made canal. It's not in our jurisdiction, but it's being shown to provide a concept for the offloading. And on the eastern side, they're actually working with a private property, a resident who's agreed to allow his property to be used for the dredging offloading. The road is right there where the car is. And this is the site that will be approached by the barges. The local wetlands board, the City of Virginia Beach Wetlands Board, approved the portions of dredging within their jurisdiction on May 15, 2017. VIMS had no objections to the proposal. The Corps of Engineers is currently working on their individual permit. The Department of Environmental Quality has indicated they will waive their jurisdiction if VMRC and the Corps issue permits. The Coast Guard has no objections to the project, and there are no shellfish leases that will be impacted by the proposal. So with that, I'll go right into our summary. The majority of the proposed dredging associated with this project is over private property within the man-made canals and basins of the neighborhood, not within the Commission's jurisdiction over state-owned submerged lands. A substantial amount is also considered maintenance dredging, as the proposed areas were previously dredged under earlier Commission permits. Many of the protestants' concerns center around the city's specific development of the neighborhood special service district and how this neighborhood district has been identified, taxed, and represented by the city. While staff recognizes the significance of these issues to the protestants, especially to the unwilling participants of the SSD, such issues are outside of the purview of the Commission and are left to the local government to regulate. The portion of dredging proposed over state-owned submerged lands within the Commission's purview appears to be appropriately planned and designed, regardless of whether the request is coming from the city as part of the special service district or from a private neighborhood group. New dredging and maintenance dredging events are very common along the waterways in Virginia Beach and have been previously authorized for private projects, locally sponsored dredging projects, and local municipal channels. While staff is sensitive to the protest of the neighbors, we feel that the overall benefits of this dredging proposal outweigh the impacts, and that any adverse environmental impacts associated with the dredging will be minimal and temporary. Therefore, staff recommends approval of the proposal as submitted, including two future additional maintenance cycles as requested by the applicant, provided that the Commission permit has not expired at that time and that the designated offloading locations have all requisite regulatory approval. If approved, the final permit would include our standard dredging conditions, such as the pre-dredging conference, and that a post-dredging bathymetric survey be submitted within 30 days of the completion of the dredging. We did receive a letter of support this morning. It's not in your packet. And two of the protestants, Mr. Melvin and Mr. Schwab, asked that I specifically mention that they couldn't make it today because they had prior commitments, but they still objected to the proposal. The city's here. There are supporters here, and I think there are protestants as well.
Are there questions from the commission? That's a nice job explaining all this. Is the city represented? Yep, please come forward. It's good to see you again. Please raise your right hand. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, help you God? Please state your name for the record.
Daniel Adams.
Mr. Adams, welcome back. What can you tell us about this that we haven't heard?
Well, thank you. That was a thorough presentation, a good overview on the neighborhood dredging program for the City of Virginia Beach. I really don't have anything to add. I just wanted to emphasize a few things about the program. The City Council did, several years ago, adopt a neighborhood dredging SSD program made available to all of the neighborhoods in Virginia Beach. It's a program to restore navigational access, mainly for recreational uses. The state code requires 51% support for a creation of a neighborhood dredging district. Our City Council has established an 80% threshold. They wanted to ensure that there was overwhelming neighborhood support for these programs and projects. Like Justin said, we have adopted seven neighborhood programs by ordinance. We've successfully dredged Bayville Creek, Old Donation Creek, and the Lynn Haven, Chatelon and Harbor Point, and Rudy Inlet, which were not under the purview of the commission. And we have Chesapeake Colony here today, which is by far our largest project and application. We also have an application under review for Gills Cove, and expect to submit a permit application for Herds Cove in the coming weeks. And we have about four or five other neighborhoods that are in the interest phase and may adopt a program in the next couple of years. I just wanted to thank the commission staff and the board for reviewing and considering the application. I will be available to answer any questions. We also have two other speakers in support. Mr. Frank Gerzel is here. He's a resident of Chesapeake Colony, was instrumental in organizing and leading the community effort. We also have Mr. Tom Langley, with Langley, the engineering firm of Langley and McDonald. He's the city's permit agent, and Tom will speak more to the impacts of the project.
Other questions from the commission? Mr. Tackard.
Do you have a percentage approval rating on this project?
It was about 82% approximately upon adoption. We've had some properties removed from the district, but it's still above 80%.
Thank you.
Any other questions from the commission? Thank you, Mr. Adams. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to speak in favor of this project? Please raise your right hand. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Please state your name for the record into the microphone.
Frank Erdziel.
Thank you, sir. Please proceed.
Thank you. I'm chairman of the Chesapeake Holiday Dredging Committee. I'm here to speak for our neighborhood civic league, along with the many supporters of this community dredging project. I would like those supporters who have come here today to stand and be recognized. Our journey to this point started with the initial dredging project in 1955 to open the waters to navigation around the future development of Chesapeake and Colony. It was a key element in the marketing of the properties that they had deep water access. The developer, Wayne McCleskey, one of your fellow associate board members just a few years ago, had a powerful vision of what the neighborhood could become. One quote from the marketing material says it all. Ocean access from your dock to Chesapeake Bay and the Atlantic Ocean. Clearly, they were not thinking of paddle boards and canoes. Even then, they knew the waterways would require maintenance dredging, as evidenced by the fact that the McCleskeys reserved all riparian rights, including the right to dredge the water courses in a restrictive covenant. The last maintenance dredging of our neighborhood was in 1992, and our ability to navigate our waterways is now severely limited. City Council approved the Chesapeake Colony Dredging SSD in August 2013, after we achieved 81% support from the community. We were excited about restoring the vision of a deep water community that it promised. Let there be no confusion. This project is a maintenance project designed to restore the channels dredged in 1955 and again in 1992 to a recreational 4-foot depth while minimizing the environmental impact. Now, if you look at the properties in the project in front of you, the percentage of supporters has risen to 90% to your question. We have had long-term residents decide to upgrade their properties with docks and boat lifts, including several who did not originally support the program. In addition, new owners in search of waterfront access have joined us. I have received many phone calls from realtors and prospective buyers wanting confirmation that the property they were considering was included in the SSD. The message from them was clear: no dredging, no deal. I think that this is an important confirmation that the city's vision of the dredging SSD program as a stimulus to upgrade older neighborhoods is working. Now it's the end of July 2017, 16 months after filing our joint permit application, and we are asking for your approval to proceed. The community is anxious to get this done. We have diligently addressed every issue to the satisfaction of agency staff. On behalf of the community, we respectfully request your approval for our permit. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Are there questions from the commission?
Mr. Bolt,
Mrs. Everett,
is it possible to ask Mr. Adams a follow-up question?
Absolutely. Mr. Adams?
Just to go back to your statement about some homes were removed after the 82% approval rating or before, can you just elaborate on the purpose to do that?
Yes, if a property owner submits a affirmative petition application, they also grant right of entry in any areas where we have to dredge above mean low water on platted private property. We have to have the owner's permission to do so. If they did not sign the petition, we have to seek a separate right of entry. So there were several upper reaches of some of the branch coves. We were not able to obtain that permission. So those properties from that point and upstream were removed and the participants refunded their taxes collected with interest.
Okay. And so the 82% is after those were removed and a new territory was included, or?
No, they did not have to be reordained, but they were removed by, actually, it was reordained. They were have to be removed by ordinance, and the but that doesn't restart the petition process.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions?
Thank you both.
Thank you.
Is there anybody else who wishes to testify in favor of this project? Are you an attorney, sir?
No,
I
object to that.
I'll need to swear you in here, and your objection is definitely noted here. Do you hereby swear the testimony you give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, I do.
Please state your name for the record, Counselor.
Tom Langley. Langley McDonald Engineers. I'll be really quick. The program is a 16-year program. There is a sunset to this. So at the end of 16 years, we hope to have three dredging events during that time period, so that after three dredging events, the channels will be maintained by themselves, hopefully, and stable. The only other thing is the slide that Justin showed of a proposed pier. I wanted to make sure that you're aware that proposed piers are not a part of this application. This is strictly a dredging application. And beyond that, we certainly accept all the conditions that have been proposed, and I'm ready to answer any questions you might have.
Are there any questions from the commission? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Is there anybody else who wishes to testify in favor of this project? Is there anybody who wishes to testify in opposition to this project? Please come forward, ma'am. Please raise your right hand. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes.
Please state your name for the record. Don't be nervous. It's
well,
quite
I'm
okay.
Nervous.
No need to be nervous at all. Tell us what's on your mind.
I live in Chesapeake Colony, and I am a member of the Civic League. However, I have been dragged kicking and screaming into this project. I do not want my property dredged. I lived here the last time the property dredged, and it was a disaster. And I am do not want to have it done again, and I don't see that it increased my property values, but it certainly increased my taxes. The main reason I don't like it is that all the waterfowl disappeared, and the reason the waterfowl disappeared is because the fish disappeared. It was noisy, and the people seem to have bigger and bigger boats, and they make more and more noise. And in addition to that, they had these personal watercraft that went rushing up and down the little creek. It's a very narrow creek. And we just lost the use of our backyard because of all that mess. And I am totally against this dredging, and I've lived through it before. I know a lot of my neighbors have not, and they think it's going to improve their property values, but they have another thing coming. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Does anybody else like to testify in opposition? Please come forward, sir. I'm not going to ask if you're an attorney. Please raise your right hand. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here tonight today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Please state your name for the record into the microphone.
My name is Mike Ashkenaz.
Welcome, sir.
I am a resident of Chesapeake Colony, and I have been a resident for 28 years. I am not a boat owner. I did not buy in there for boats. I bought in there because I'm very interested in the environment. I love the environment, and I like the way it is now. We have a great deal of wildlife in there, everything from raccoons to foxes to possums to geese to ducks. The last time this was dredged, and I was living there in 1992, 1993, it took 5 years for wildlife to come back. 5 years. And they're talking about doing three dredgings every 7 years. I will never see another pretty animal. It is a lovely neighborhood. It doesn't need to be changed. your application that's in here for your joint permitting. I have some serious questions about what was put in by the city. As you know, you've had numerous revisions. You've had protest letters for and against. With the number of revisions, I wonder how good this joint application really is at this point, or does another one need to be filed? I don't have the answer to that. You might want to think about it. Because what you're voting on is to approve it with numerous changes. Whether you've read the changes, understand them, I don't know. Hopefully you have, but there's a lot of information in there. On page 3, the last paragraph, they talked about 122 houses being in the SSD. You just heard from the city saying, no, there's 129. You've also heard that you need 80% approval. Well, originally there were 164 waterfront properties that were in Chesapeake and Colony, and another little area that they added in so they could get their 80%. That 164 very quickly went down to 151, went down to 147, went down to 142, went down to 133, then 31, and now, have you heard the city? 129, not the 122. Gee, why are we so lucky that all of these properties were taken out? Well, in a number of cases, they were taken out because they were, quote, no votes. They did not want to participate. So the city took them out, sometimes for what I would call very questionable reasons. And when they got to the end with the last nine, they sent Frank Gertzel, who testified here, sent an email to the city saying, take these nine out. They did not want to participate, which meant they were no votes. And that's how they got their 80%. You heard 82%, 81%. They achieved that by three votes. How do you achieve 80%? Because people really want the project, or you eliminate the no's so you can get 80% of yeses. At the bottom of page 8 and 9 of this joint permitting application, it says, and I will quote it, due to location and size of the project, two transfer sites are needed to effectively and efficiently transfer dredged material to trucks. The dredged material from the eastern portion of the project will be taken by barge to the eastern transfer site located at P-122 Wolf's Neck Trail. And at the end of the paragraph, it says, these transfer sites are the only feasible and cost-efficient alternatives within the area. That's a dredging site on the east side and a dredging site on the west side. I seriously have concerns about the ability to use those two dredging sites, especially the one on Wolf's Neck, as a dredging site. So if you find that you want to approve this, I would strongly urge you to make it contingent on the city being able to use both of those dredging sites, or at least one of those, or else they should not get a permit. They've stated that they have to have the two. So in my opinion, and I hope your opinion, if they don't get the two, then this should be voted as a no. It should be contingent on them being able to get the two. On page 9 of Appendix A, Section 3, the last question asked is, the first part is irrelevant, the second part was, is there any litigation concerning this dredging? And they answered no, not true. The city has been made aware, their city attorney and the city staff, that there is, in fact, a federal lawsuit that is about to be filed concerning Chesapeake and Colony and the negativity of the way that the, in fact, SSD was established. Due process was completely violated, And I think I sort of mentioned that at the beginning, referring to the number of people that were taken out of the project because they were no votes. We are no votes. I am a no vote. My taxes have gone up, real estate taxes, 30%. Think about that. Mr. Adams talked about Bayville Creek and what a success it was. They had estimated approximately a little over 400,000 cubic yards would be dredged. It ended up as 914,000 cubic yards that were dredged. I know you guys permitted it. I think you're in sort of an bait and switch situation here. Originally, the tax rate was going to be 36.3 cents per hundred. The city has now gone to City Council to raise it to 56.9 cents per hundred, meaning that these people will pay an additional real estate tax of 57% compared to their neighbor across the street that's not on the water. If you don't think that's bad, then you don't understand finances. Had a gentleman come up from Bayville Creek and said he will be paying $10,000 a year in dredging tax. He has a $2 million house. He was not a happy puppy. He wanted one of two things. One, leave it the way it was, or two, the city should absorb some of that cost or all of that cost.
That's really outside the commission's purview and okay. jurisdiction. Let's stick to the project as presented.
Sorry. Thank you, sir. I mentioned Bayville Creek, and I just wanted to clear up that. Okay. Justin? Oh, here it is. Never mind. You talk about Chesapeake and Colony. It's not just Chesapeake and Colony. That's what it looks like on here. There are eight additional properties added in here that are in a completely different subdivision. It's two separate subdivisions. Oh, sorry, I shouldn't use the pointer.
It's okay, thanks.
Apologize. Okay. And they were added so they could get their 80%. Was an environmental impact statement done? No. I questioned Phil Roars, who's the head coastal engineer, about that. Why wasn't an impact statement done? Well, we did a couple of them in the 90s, and it was a waste of money and a waste of time. So we didn't think it was necessary. What you're seeing here is one subdivision. They are planning on 41 subdivisions, at least 30 of them on the Lynn Haven River. And you are concerned with the Lynn Haven River. Anybody that tells you that at least 30 dredging projects, three times each in the next 16 years, is not going to have a negative effect on the Lynn Haven River.
This is another issue, sir. Let's talk about the project that's before us, not projects that may be presented to us.
No, it's the channels.
Yep.
The channels are going to be negatively impacted. Okay, and this is just one of the channels that is going to be negatively impacted. Chris Moore, senior scientist at Chesapeake Bay Foundation, and Karen Forget, executive director of Lynn Haven Now, firmly agree that dredging will have a negative effect on the Lynn Haven River, which is the channels that you're responsible for. I just heard that 90% are in favor. There's no way 90% are in favor of this. I know personally at least 16 people that were in the original no's still live there and are still no's. So what you're hearing is just a made-up.
For this project?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, for this project. So you're hearing, now everybody wants it. Not true. Okay? Definitely not true. I would suggest a new vote. Of course, a lot of turnover. Okay, Chesapeake and Colony has always been a tidal waterway. Any dredging will have a negative effect, whether it be on the channels or in the coves. I know you're not responsible for the coves, and I'm not going to talk about the coves. The boat should fit the water. The water should not be made to fit the boat, and that's exactly what they're doing here. People bought there, they knew it was tidal, they knew it was not deep water. There are numerous subdivisions in Virginia Beach that are deep water. If If you want the deep water that badly, why didn't you buy in those subdivisions? Why'd you come here and expect it to be changed because you wanted deep water? There's a number of people in Chesapeake Colony that have boats that get in and out because their boat is suited for the low situation there. Most people can get in or out on high tide. They just don't want to wait. They want to get in and out anytime they want to get in and out. I don't know if you are concerned or not concerning the dredging transfer stations, but I have a couple things to say about it. Would that be okay?
Please, go ahead.
Okay. Chesapeake and Colony is a very old neighborhood, as you've heard. It's 60 years old. Okay? The streets are very narrow. In order to reach Wolf's Neck Trail, which is going to be one of the proposed dredging stations, you come off Virginia Beach Boulevard down Chesapeake Trail, you make a right turn on East Kings Road, which is 18 feet wide. No sidewalks, no curbs. A dump truck is 8 feet wide. Your SUV is 7 feet wide. That's 15 feet. That means you've got that much space between the two vehicles. And that's if no cars are on the side of the road, and they have to be parked on the road because there's no place off the road. Again, no sidewalks, no gutters, nothing. The property goes right up to the street. There are four school buses that go back and forth in that neighborhood every day. Four. Think of the school bus and the dump truck passing each other.
Okay, so we understand. The offloading sites, from your perspective, may not be suitable here for this project. That's mostly outside of our jurisdiction, but it is something to be considered.
Yes.
So,
and that's all I ask is that you...
Could you hit the high points here? Because there's some other folks that want to testify as well.
I am good. Thank you very much. I appreciate your time. Think of me as David, and think of the city as Goliath.
Let's see if the commission has some questions. Does the commission have some questions? Mr. Tankard has a question.
You heard Mr. Worrell say that most of this channel was man-made, and that, in fact, 20 years ago, you moved into a neighborhood with man-made channels.
All of it was man-made.
Do you agree?
Mr. McCleskey decided to make this as a, quote, semi-waterfront, whatever, property. So back in the 50s, they made all of the coves that you see were man-made. This was not natural at all. Now all of a sudden we're going to change what nature didn't do. And will it fill in very quickly? Absolutely. Last time it was dredged, within 2 to 3 years it already filled in. And you're never going to stop it. They talk about a 16-year project. Ad infinitum is what you're looking at. This will never end because it will never be cleared enough that you will not have to do additional dredging.
Other questions from the commission? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else in the audience who wishes to testify in opposition to this project? Please come forward, ma'am. Please raise your right hand. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
So help me God.
Please state your name for the record. What's your name?
Ann Greenberg.
Welcome, ma'am.
Thank you. Are the other agencies here, or is it just VMRC?
This is just the Virginia Marine Resources Commission.
Oh, because I had thought all were going to be here, and my remarks were meant for some of the others, but... can I go ahead and give it here? Is it passed on to the other agencies, what you're doing here?
Your testimony here today is not passed on to the other agencies, but your testimony here today is tape recorded and it will be posted on our website. So they will have the access to hear this.
Oh, I see.
If they so choose to.
All right.
So if you can you direct your comments towards the Virginia Marine Resources Commission today? With this project specifically.
But one thing I want to point out, and I think Mr. Ashkenaz did that on this map, with the, it not including the westerly seven lots and the lot 131 at the south. That was corrected in the revision 3 for this permit, but in revision 4 and 5, this same map, the reduced delineation map, was coupled with the quadrant map, and Mr. Tom Langley signed and sealed those maps, which I would assume means that he says they're correct. But this map is not correct. The one that was added to the revision 1 is correct, but this one is not. So that said, what I want is a denial of any SSD dredging permits until an environmental impact study is done for each cove to be dredged and for the cumulative damage the city will do to the entire Lynn Haven River through its scheme to dredge all of the coves. The city's plan now includes 41 areas of the river, including Chesapeake and Colony. You can see this on their map, the city's map, which is dated February 14th of this year. I live in Thorogood, where the city has gone through this process before, and the residents there do not want it, but they keep gerrymandering and coming back to get us to agree. Hopefully we never will, but in spite of that. The 41 sites that are included on their map, they have seven SSDs that are agreed to, that are passed. They are SSDs. There are 30 that say they're interested, and there are four spoil sites. That makes the 41 altogether sites. The study later on, revisions, use a 20 cove.
Let's talk about this particular project. Let's talk about this particular project that's
just
before the board.
Well, one of the things is that there is an outdated study that they are using to prove the benthic degradation in Chesapeake and Colony. And that's called the Dower 2006 BIB study. And they failed to provide information about how the river has been cleaned up in the last decade. The Virginia Department of Health allows oyster harvest in almost half of the river now. And failing to provide this context improperly ignores the healing process of the last decade and leads to faulty conclusions. Once again, they're assuming that the undredged areas will be as lifeless as dredged areas. And I quote, if these 20 projects identified in the SSD program generate impacts similar to the average amounts of the previous and existing projects, then the impacts will be as shown, and those impacts are very low. This assumption is faulty. The average amounts that were found by Cary Environmental, they were measured in four areas that had been dredged before. Now, I'm saying this because all of this applies to Chesapeake and Colony because of the in-lieu credits that they're planning to do are being based on a degraded river. And it's not like it was in 2006. An apples to oranges error is too frequent in the Kerr Environmental Services reports, which claims to have found no macrofauna. The only way to get an apples to apples comparison in the other 20 projects is to require an environmental impact report on those previously undredged areas, and that would also be to get the proper value of the in-lieu credits. Also, there has been a failure to follow instructions. Kerr Environmental Service has not followed the instructions of VIMS Associate Dean Mark Luckenbach, who concludes, quote, sites located further downstream with coarser sediments should be quantitatively sampled to identify the benthic macrofaunal assemblage, and contingent on the findings, avoidance, minimization, or mitigation pursued. The service has failed to do this. Instead, they use inaccurately low numbers for mitigation costs, which are derived from a cursory inspection of upstream sites. And that is the photographs that are included in this.
Okay, ma'am, please. What you've been speaking about is opposition to dredging, period. Let's talk about this actual project, Chesapeake project before the commission.
This is the project, because this is a project that is, though they are doing 7 acres of new dredging in this project, they are only getting mitigation credits for less than half an acre. This is not right.
Most of these dredging projects are in man-made coves that are outside the commission's jurisdiction.
But then now the whole pine tree is under your jurisdiction, right?
I'm not trying to argue about this. I'm trying to keep you on point to right. about this
I
particular
don't like
project.
To do that.
So please keep your comments directly to this project.
Well, see then. Well, one of them is that in revision one of the JPA, it is stated that there are two federal channels, one on each side of Chesapeake Colony. Now, that I cannot find any affirmation or have it confirmed anywhere, because on all the drawings, nothing is mentioned about a federal channel. I assume that the one in London Bridge Creek is, they are not doing an SSD in London Bridge Creek. They say they are taking the homeowners to an already deep channel. Now, what is shown on the drawings is the old dredge channel, which is very narrow, but they show no federal channel, nothing marked federal channel.
How is that pertinent to this particular project?
What?
How is that pertinent to this particular dredging project?
How is it not pertinent? You've got federal channels and now you're dredging SSD channels? What is the point if you've already got federal channels? Why are they doing that?
Okay. Please add your comments here and try to wrap this up, ma'am. We need to move on to other people who need to testify.
Well, I would like my comments to get to the other agencies, and I just send them on to them rather than trying to work through you.
Well, you can submit them to Justin Worrell, our habitat engineer behind you. Justin, you can give it to him, and he will forward it to the other agencies. If you have a copy of your statement that you want in the record here, you can give it to me. Great. We need to keep this for the record.
Put my name on it. I have to take it off.
Great. Thank you.
Would you put my name on that or let me put it on that? I think I have it at the end, but nevertheless. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Is there anybody else in the audience who wishes to testify in opposition to this project? No one else? Justin?
Can I clear something up?
Please. I would be grateful.
I probably shouldn't have left this aerial image up. Although this did come in the application a couple of times, basically it's used as an aerial plan view just to show you the waterway, the neighborhood. It's not to specifically show the limits of the entire project. At least that's not how we've considered it. If we want to do that, we actually go to the plan view drawing that, like I mentioned earlier, is cut up into further sheets for the dredging footprint for every property. Okay, so that hopefully answers that question. This isn't necessarily part of the permit defining the limits of the project. This particular drawing would be, and we have received revisions for the drawings within. What Ms. Greenberg was referencing, I think, regarding Dr. Luckenbach and his comments, Dr. Luckenbach did visit as part of an interagency visit in 2016 regarding the wetlands impacts. And there are questions ongoing with the Wetlands Board and the Corps of Engineers about mitigation requirements, the value of that mitigation and compensation, and those have yet to be determined and paid for at this time. So that is still ongoing, but I think what she was referencing is his letter with comments about the impacts to the substrate in the wetlands area.
Gentlemen, either of you want to rebut and serve up a last bit of framing for the commission?
Just a few things.
Thank you, Mr. Langley.
First of all, Justin, the mitigation ratios had been determined. We did work with Dr. Luckenbach. We did take bottom samples, and the ratios vary up to 1-to-1 for non-vegetative wetland mitigation rates. The Corps has agreed with that, and the Corps permit should be issued any day, quite frankly. It's on the desk for signature, review signature. So that's all been in sync with them. A couple other items. As you have seen, it is a very popular program, the SSD program. 41 neighborhoods were mentioned as being interested and 7 having already been approved. I want to emphasize that the 80% figure is a supermajority. It indicates that the majority, vast majority of the neighbors are very interested in having this program carried through. In the initial dredging project, which is what you have in front of you right now, all of those 80% aren't necessarily participating in having an access basin dredged at this time. They may not want to have it dredged at this time at their pier. That's their option. They're not obligated to participate and have it dredged around their pier at this time. They can come in at the second dredging or the third dredging. So the numbers get confusing when you're talking about participants, whether or not they're actually having their access basin dredged at this time. There are others that did vote no that are having their access basin dredged at this time because they are paying the tax and they want to participate even though they voted no. So it does get a little confusing, but the number I really want you to remember is 80% had to vote in favor in order to start the program. And it is neighborhood driven. It starts at the neighborhood. The neighborhood comes to the city and requests that this program be instituted. And the neighborhood determines, for the most part, who is in and who is out. But what's most important is those people that are out do not have access to the SSD channel. That's the key. They cannot benefit from having an SSD channel. They're not participating. They're not in the program. They're not paying the extra taxes. The SSD channel is not close enough to them that they could benefit from it. So that is the parameter that's used, and that's how the total program came down to 100 and now 129 residents. Beyond that, there was a discussion about boat size. These are all designed for trailerable boats. 25 foot or so max, trailerable boats, not big boats, in my opinion, not big boats. So, are there any other questions? I'll be happy to answer.
Any other questions from the commission? Mrs. Everett.
Do you have any more detail about the mitigation plan?
It's all in lieu compensation.
Into a wetlands bank? Is that what you're looking at?
We're paying into the VARTF. That's the preferred method.
Okay. Mr. Franz.
Yeah, I just want to reaffirm something. You said there's 41 neighborhoods interested, and eight have been approved?
Seven have been approved.
And that's areas similar to this, what we were talking about?
This is a very large area.
Okay.
Four have been dredged. Two inside Rudy Inlet, Chatelon, Harbor Point. One was Older Nation Creek, which is off of Witch Duck Road, and the other one is Church Point also known as Bayville Creek, fairly small, 12 participants in that one. They vary from, there'll be one coming called Seabreeze Cove that has 5 residents. 4 of them voted in favor and have indicated they want it. So that's your 80% right there.
Mr. Fritz.
Follow-up. And you may not, may not be able to answer this, but maybe somebody here can. With this many neighborhoods interested in being dredged, does anybody know what the impact will be on the fisheries downstream, like the oyster beds and stuff?
I can't answer that.
Are there other questions? Mr. Tankard?
In testimony, we heard something about the 2 offloading sites. Can you speak to that? Will we really have 2 offloading sites, and how will they be maintained? And when we look at TV and we see these dredging sites, oftentimes they picture the offloading sites and sort of the mess that surrounds them. Will this mess be contained here, and what are you going to do to mitigate the liabilities of the offloading sites?
Well, there are 2 offloading sites proposed in the project. On the west side, there's an existing boat ramp that we will utilize, and on the east side, it is an individual's backyard that we are utilizing with their permission, obviously. In fact, they're a new owner, and they're renovating the entire house in the yard. They said we can use anything we want to, just leave it grassy when we leave, basically. This is very similar to what we did for Church Point. We used a neighbor's backyard there, Dr. Jenkins, who was a participant, and we left it in a pristine condition, landscaped, beautiful condition. And he's very happy with that, the way it was left.
Any other questions from the commission? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. Adams, you have something to add?
Just on the question about the 41 potential participants. There have been 41 separate neighborhoods who have at least expressed interest in the program. That could be anything from a phone call to meeting with a handful of residents or actually going to a full petition process. But we don't expect that there are not 41 programs total that we expect are going to work their way through the program and become and adopt an ordinance and dredge.
I think the takeaway is that we'll be hearing more about these projects in the future as they come to fruition. In the meantime, we have this project, this specific project, in front of us now. Justin, do you have anything to add? All right. The public hearing is closed. The matter is before the commission for discussion and action. I want to thank everybody who's testified and everybody else who came out today here to show their support, either pro or con. So, matters before the commission. Let's talk about what you all want to do. Mr. Zedrin.
First, I want to thank staff. It's obvious on this side of the fence that it's a very complicated project. I think what really makes it very complicated, we're not only dealing with what jurisdiction we have, a lot of it is this man-made coves and things like that, and a lot of where these people live and they see the wildlife and things like that are really out of our jurisdiction, and that's what makes it very difficult. I want to thank Mr. Langley here. He's a top-notch marine engineer. He's handled numerous projects like this. It's obvious from the city here that there's been a lot of work done, a lot of communication with the community, and just plain a lot of work. And I know that from some of the opposition, this process with these applications have many revisions, but that's part of the way it goes. They come to us and our staff to, are we doing it right? Are we meeting the regulations? And as they go through, the staff goes through the regulations and sees that, well, you need to address this, you need to address that. And the applicant is very desirous and works with the marine engineer and says, yes, so we need to do a revision. And so that's part of the process, and that's part of what we look at. The fact is that the application looks different when it's approved from when it was submitted really is just part of the process. And so I want to thank everybody and understand, you know, the people who are in opposition as well. You know, there's going to be some disruption to wildlife, the geese and the ducks and the things that you really like to hear in the morning. But, you know, I think we need to stick about what's in our jurisdiction. And I think what I saw and heard mostly is the channel is very close to the other, and a comment was made this is more of a maintenance kind of thing as far as what we're concerned at, not about those individual coves that we have no jurisdiction. So I want to thank everybody, and it's a very difficult situation, but I think City of Virginia Beach done a great job. Mr. Langley done a great job, staff, and they're coming here requesting our approval, and I think we need to support it.
Other discussion? Commission operates on motions. Mr. Tankard.
Sure, I'll just make one other point. I mean, people moved into this neighborhood because it was advertised as a neighborhood that you could gain access to the bay and ocean by dredged canals. And so we're looking for approval to maintenance dredge, something that was done years ago. And so people now protest, and I certainly understand and sympathize with their protestations. However, they moved into a community that has man-made canals, and I don't see that we should stand in the way of the maintenance of these man-made canals.
Mr. Zedra.
I move we approve staff recommendation.
Motion by Mr. Zedra to approve the staff recommendation. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Ballard. Discussion? Let me make one point. I think the staff gets this right on the nose here. Most of this project is outside the commission's jurisdiction. They're man-made coves. We don't have a say. A good chunk of the rest of this had already been dredged in the past, and it is maintenance dredging so that there is continued access to boats. I think that what we're here to do is to balance the benefits from this overall project with the detriments, and there are some. And I feel for some of the protesters who may have been included in this against their will, but that's not a matter before the commission. That's a city matter. I'm going to vote in favor of this. I think that the dredging impacts are minimal and temporary, and I think the overall benefits to the vast majority of the residents outweigh the temporary minimal setbacks to this. That's my position, so I figured you all should know. Anybody else have anything to add? There's a motion and a second to accept staff recommendation to approve the project. Mrs. Lusk?
I just wanted to make the comment that I agree with what's been said up here at the table, that most of this is out of our jurisdiction and maintenance dredging, but I do share a concern when I hear about the number of dredging projects that are considered in the future and the effects of that sediment and runoff on fisheries, and I just think going forward we should keep that in mind.
I think the city needs to hear that as well.
Yep.
I think they're hearing it.
Good.
We have a motion. We have a second to approve the staff recommendation. Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Yes. Chair votes aye as well. Excuse me, ma'am?
No.
No from Mrs. Effort. So the chair votes aye as well. So the motion passes 7-1, and the project is approved. Thank you all for a very civil discussion, and I appreciate everybody's input.